From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 22 people were killed when Islamist militants attacked a hotel in Mali on Friday. A top army official says that 22 died when the attackers took charge of the hotel in Bamako. Army Commander Modibo Nama Traore said that there appeared to have been only two attackers and that both of them were killed. Two al-Qaeda-linked groups claimed responsibility for Friday's assault on the Radisson Blue Hotel. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and its affiliate El Morabitoun said in a statement that they cooperated on the operation targeting the hotel, which is popular with foreigners. Early reports said the gunmen had taken up to 170 hostages, but Malian officials say all hostages have been freed. European Union ministers have agreed to tighten inspections for all travelers, including EU citizens entering the bloc. As VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, the action comes in the wake of last week's attacks in Paris.
The measures are a sign of the pressure now on Europe's Schengen Protocol and the passport-free zone that for years allowed citizens of the European Union to travel unhindered throughout most of the continent. Justice and Interior ministers gathered in Brussels Friday for an emergency meeting. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said the need for action is urgent after the attacks in his country.
Le renforcement des contrôles aux frontières extérieures.
Cazeneuve said the strengthening of external border controls, particularly in light of the heightened terrorist threat, is indispensable for the security of European citizens.
That is correspondent Luis Ramirez. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged young people in Southeast Asia to reject violent extremism and embrace tolerance. The president arrived in Kuala Lumpur Friday to join leaders of the 10-member nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. Mr. Obama hosted a town hall meeting with young leaders from the region. He said those in attendance are in stark contrast to those who carry out terrorism.
You can set an example. Not just to stand up to violent extremism, but to build interfaith dialogue, promote tolerance, and to combine an appreciation of your own culture and traditions with the modern world.
More than 2,000 soldiers are stationed in Kuala Lumpur to protect the ASEAN summit meetings. Another 2,500 are on standby. Russia says it has carried out a massive bombing campaign against Islamic State targets in Syria. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu reported to President Vladimir Putin Friday that Russian warplanes destroyed 15 oil facilities and more than 500 fuel trucks in bombings this week. Shoigu also said that Russia's Navy fired 18 cruise missiles Friday from ships in the Caspian Sea at targets in the provinces of Raqqa, Idlib, and Aleppo. He said seven targets were hit. The defense minister also noted that Russia has doubled the number of its aircraft in Syria to 69 in recent days. Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard was released on parole Friday after spending 30 years in a U.S. prison, a move that was welcomed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pollard, a former U.S. Navy Investigative Service civilian analyst, had been sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after pleading guilty to selling classified defense documents to Israel. He was freed from a prison in North Carolina and later registered with a probation office in New York. Mr. Netanyahu said that he welcomed Pollard's release.
As someone who raised his case before successive U.S. presidents many times, I longed for this day. And now, after three long and difficult decades, Jonathan is being released.
The 61-year-old Pollard, who was granted Israeli citizenship in 1995 while in prison, is expected to settle in the New York area while he spends at least the next 5 years on parole. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all up around 0.5%. European and Asian markets were also mostly higher. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.